I'm gonna do another couple of retreats, June and September, for anyone who's interested. Come one, come all. So I have space here to bring four people. But yeah, whoever's here. I haven't nailed down an actual week in June or September, but get in touch if you're interested. So it would be 5 days, and the cost would be €1,000. Pretty much everything is included, obviously accommodation, food here, might order takeaway or something as well, but it would be time to maybe work with medicines. Like it's the way I work is more intuitive. It's not a concrete black and white plan, but there be walks, breath work, maybe medicine work, certainly meditation and writing, and just a lot of dialogue and pointers, I suppose, around the mind of how we see things, you know, to question thoughts. But the aim of this work really is to move away from the mind, is to move more and more into the heart, more and more into the flow of life, into the being. Less information, less analysis, less need to control, to manifest, to make our lives a certain way. And I completely get that that's not attractive to most people. Most people want to be coached. You know, I want to create something. How am I going to achieve my goals? That's not me. So my work or my aim is to be in the flow, is to be at peace. It's not a case that my peace or my flow is dependent on achieving a certain thing. You know, as we drill down closer and closer and closer and closer and closer into our thinking, you'll notice, if you can observe and observe and observe, that thoughts are either a little bit about the future or a lot about the future, or a little bit about the past or a lot about the past. And the future thoughts are, if I can just make more money, meet the right person, live here, I wish I could have this for dinner, I wish I could live there, I wish I could, wish I could, wish I could, wish I could, wish I could. And it's all unconscious. It's all not present. It's all not here. So there's two lives happening. There's the present moment and in the flow, and not knowing who we are, what we are, where we are, what's unfolding, or not knowing what's going to happen in a second's time. That's the present moment. That's where I'm working to live more and more. And then there's the other world of like trying to get somewhere, trying to build your business, trying to, I don't know, get married, trying to be somebody, be something. And there's a lot of coaches and a lot of people who work on that, and more power to them. And if you want to live there in the future, go there. But I don't do that. I suppose. You know, there's an Eckhart quote, Tolle quote that is written on my window upstairs that I'm not sure I can remember right now, which does sum it up, that along the lines of, you know, if I can't be present and at peace in this moment, what makes me think that I can be at present and at peace in that future moment when I achieve that thing? Because we spend our lives trying to get to the future moment. And then as it comes, it passes because we're now looking at something else. So I now have to achieve that thing, have to achieve that thing, have to achieve that thing. So yeah, I think I'm done with that kind of my work is just about being here now, being on this couch, being in this body, speaking. I don't know what words are going to come out my mouth. I knew I would talk about what am I talking about? About the retreats in the summer. That's it. I don't have any notes. I don't know what's going to come. That's the beauty of the moment. It's we turn up. So you turn up and you meet someone. You don't know what you're going to say. And something comes out your mouth and something comes out their mouth. You don't know. I get up in the morning. I don't know what my day is going to be. Am I going to go swimming? Am I going to go for a walk? Am I going to ride all day? Am I going to work with people? I have no idea. You know, that's the beauty of the present moment, that it unfolds more and more and more. And more and more and more of realizing that in that groove, like the groove of a record player, that my life is in its groove. It has its path. And if I can sit back, I can listen to the music of that life, of my life. I'm going to listen to the music of my life. Now, another way of looking at that is that my life is in its groove, and it's my life is making its music of this groove. But my mind is thinking, oh, I wish it had more drums. Oh, I wish there was an orchestra here. Oh, I wish there was a different voice, a different singer. Oh, I wish they sang about this. And I wish that the groove went over here and went over there. So that's not going to happen. You know, I can wish all day that my fucking groove went differently and made different music. Or I can sink back. You know, the sinking back is different from the mind. The mind thinks I have to focus on what I'm manifesting. I have to focus on where I'm going. I have to think. So that's the mind taking control. Whereas the other way is allowing the mind to subside and sinking back just to being. Be in the groove and observe my life unfolding. And then realizing the things that unfold are not my fault or success. You know, things turn out well. It's like, wow, I'm grateful I could allow this, enjoy this, observe it. But I didn't do it. I didn't make it happen. And if things go wrong or there's a problem, I didn't do it or create it. It's unfolding. So less investment in all of these things, more of an observer. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to me. So anyone interested in working with me in June or September, like you're ultimately your being already knows. It's in your instinct. It's in your core now. Your mind might be going, well, what happens on Tuesday at 11 o'clock? Like your instinct already knows, yeah, there's something in this work I feel called to do this, or feels purposeful, or I'd like to work with him. Or, oh, but he didn't tell us about Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Or, but no, I'm going to manifest my business and I'm going to create all this stuff. That's okay. That's okay too. I'm not your man. So feel into your core. And, you know, if you're interested, we can always hop on the phone, have a chat, or you can come to a Sunday Zoom, sit in that and see how we're working, see how you feel. And the best way of doing it would be to do a course with me prior, to do a follow-up, a refresher, or a beginner's course. And we could time it that you do that course. And then towards the end of that remote, you know, we work remotely every day at the end of that course, you arrive here and then you have a week with me and we do this work one-to-one for a week. Or if there's a group of us, even better. That's it. Yeah. Follow your instinct. Don't follow the mind and all the noise and judgments. And I hope to see you in Zoom. Be well. Thanks for listening to me. Good luck and thanks.